Good. Attitude's been great. Guys working hard, both in the weight room, in the meeting room, and as well on the field. So it's a good bunch. They're working very, very hard.
What are you trying to accomplish at this time?
Just get better. Again, identify the guys that, we feel are going to be our top 53. And that evaluation process started about 5 weeks ago. And, let them compete. So it's always a fun time of year to get back on the grass.
In the overall scheme of things, obviously, fell short the Super Bowl. Defense is... The public is looking at the defense going,
We're doing everything we can to improve in all three phases. And, you got to be a complete team to win it all. And, we did fall short, and it's we're trying to get better so we don't fall short.
John, what do you get? Moment when Sanders and Roby collide a little bit there?
It's part of football. I mean, there's collisions. It's a combative game, and you try to avoid it the best you can. But, sometimes you're not going to be able to avoid all those situations. But they both popped up, and, everything's good.
But you had a guy that used to coach Ricky Manning Jr. out there, mm-hmm. and Rod Woodson, and a couple other guys. What's it like having them out there, sort of showing them the ropes?
Well, it's part of our NFL minority internship program, and like bringing guys back that kind of know what our culture is, what we expect, and those are three fine guys, and Lee Johnson, another guy that John Elway's familiar with. So, it's give guys opportunity, and you try to surround your players with winning type cultured people.
When you're coaching these guys, can you kind of see when they're players that, this guy, when he's done, this guy would be a pretty good coach? You kind of get that feeling with these guys as you go through?
I think, it depends on what a guy's makeup is, and what they want to do. It's definitely a very time-consuming job being a coach. So, some guys are made out to do that, some guys aren't. And, we like giving those opportunities to guys when available.
John, what can you accomplish differently in a mini camp as opposed to an OTA? Is there something really big and different about them?
Not really. They give us a little more time on the field daily, but with the new CBA, you get one real practice and you get, a walkthrough practice, without helmets. They're similar, but they're different schedules, but all very good opportunities because you get a, pretty live practice going offense against defense on the field.
A few years into this new CBA, are you starting to see some tangible effects, differences?
Yeah, I think probably too early to tell right now. I think I think a lot of it was good and needed. There's some tweaks that you'd like to make, but you learn early on in coaching and football to stay in your lane. So other people make those decisions.
Coach Bradley Roby has looked pretty good out there on the field. What are your thoughts on the rookie so far?
I've been very impressed. It's not too big for him. He's obviously got the physical skills. Anytime you take a guy in the first round, you feel that way. And I've really been impressed with what he's done and how he's conducted himself as a Bronco thus far. Yeah, it'll progress. His team reps picked up. He's been going through individual, and we want to be smart, especially this time of year. But been very impressive in the things I've seen him do.
Coach, you guys won a different ring, but still special for those guys last night.
Yeah, I think been a part of three of those, unfortunately. But you recognize it. It was a great effort. And, it's not like the Olympics where they pass out three medals. You only get two medals in this league. And, when you can get either one of them is good, but you're still the real prize is that gold medal.
John, you're finally getting a chance to see a healthy Quinterius Smith. What's your impressions of him?
Good. He's a guy that we thought highly enough to draft, 2 years ago. And, now he's healthy, completely healthy. I think it was a good decision to IR him. And, I've seen great growth, both, how he's matured physically, as well as gotten healthy.